my song from a couple of years ago. That's Carol Bayer-Sager. And you're moving out today. 6:15 on Devonair, our first day of transmissions. And every morning at this time, we'll be having our farmer's forecast, beginning, as usual, with the weather supplied for us by the Meteorological Office for Devon. Another very cold day with outbreaks of rain or sleet and snow on higher ground, but the easterly winds will be lighter than yesterday. Further rain or sleet is likely over the weekend, but it will become a little less cold. There's a moderate sea and swell and moderate visibility. So that's the weather. Now then, what else? Some other things that we'll be doing is to be giving farmers relevant information at 6:15 every weekday morning. And this morning, Hugh Kroll is in the studio. What do you got for us today, Hugh?
Well, Bob, today there are one or two items which I think will be of interest. Firstly, there's one about money, and farmers are interested in money. Who isn't? There is a beef cow suckler scheme which has been introduced by the EEC, and it pays £12.37 a head on suckler cows in beef herds. We believe that a good many people have not applied for this, and the original closing date for it was the 31st of October. There have been a good many discussions with government about this, and as a result, the deadline has been extended to the 30th November. Anybody who thinks they might be eligible, get in touch with the Ministry of Agriculture or their NFU group secretary. But there is £12.37 a head going begging to eligible beef cows. The second item, there's been a great deal of discussion in the last couple of weeks about the introduction of the new sheep regime, again by the EEC. This came in on the 20th of October, and we've had a lot of worried farmers on the telephone concerned about the impact of the new system on the export market. The main thing to remember is that whatever happens to the export market, as a sheep farmer, you cannot get less than the guaranteed price. So that the price has gone up by about 17%, and provided your sheep are eligible, you get that payment. The other thing to watch in this new system is the new grading, which is a bit tighter than the old one. If you don't conform to the new grading system, then your lambs can be rejected. Incidentally, there's a point of interest here. One of the reasons why the sheep regime has caused trouble in the export trade is because of the level of marketings in the first week of the new system. The number of lambs being offered went up by over 30%, so that it's no wonder that the sheep market was depressed. But that won't affect the guaranteed price, and that goes on for the next 4 years. Again, on sheep, farmers are reminded, sheep farmers, that they must dip their sheep by the 14th of November against sheep scab. The latest information is that there's one suspected outbreak on Dartmoor today, but that is a very much better position than it was last year, and it's up to all sheep producers to ensure that their flocks are dipped by the 14th November. On Dartmoor, the moor is being cleared during the current 3 days. That's the 5th, 6th and 7th of November. And again, the ministry tell me this morning that it's going a good deal better than last year. So it's a matter of keeping up the pressure with a view to getting rid of this scourge once and for all. And finally this morning, a message for buyers of livestock, a warning. We are getting evidence in the NFU from all over the south of England of a growing number of farmers and cattle dealers and feed merchants who've been caught out by livestock buyers that they didn't know, didn't recognise, who have taken their stock and then not paid up. And an awful lot of people are owed money in different places over the south of England. The practice is on the increase, and our strong advice to you all is to make certain that you only deal with companies or traders that you know to be reputable and reliable. And that's all for this morning, Bob.
Lovely. Thank you, Hugh. That's Hugh Kroll there from the National Farmers Union, and he will be popping in on a regular basis at 6:15 on a weekday morning. It's now 20 past six, and here's Jimmy Cliff and Another Summer. Another spring. It's 6:24 on this Friday morning with Devonair, and that's Jimmy Cliff and Another Summer. Now here's one of those cards, one of those many cards that we've received over the past couple of weeks. And it says, to Devonair, congratulations and best wishes on the opening of the new local radio station. We've been waiting a long time for one from the Eastwood family. That's Richard, Julie and Jennifer. And they all live at 13 Herschel Road in Exeter. So, good morning, Eastwood family. You have the honour of being the first people to be mentioned on Devonair Radio. Coming up in just a moment, just a minute.
Good morning. I've come to look at a new Ford.
Certainly, sir. Welcome to UBM. Oh. Now, which Ford interests you?
Well, I am rather taken with this Capri 1600.
Be our guest.
What's this huge stock of spares doing here?
Perhaps I should have explained. Anyone buying a Ford at UBM gets a lot more than a Ford. There's the great backup of Ford parts and spares.
Oh.
Care to try a Fiesta, sir?
OK. But there's a massive service department inside there. I've never seen such a workshop. All in a Fiesta.
Terrific, isn't it? That's UBM for you.
Amazing. But, what do you get in a Granada then, eh?
UBM for Ford, and a lot more with every Ford you buy.
You don't say.
Relax and tan at 2 Monks Road, Exeter, the new unisex salon. Relax and tan is a top-class hairdressing salon and beauty parlor. Relax and tan is a solarium and sauna. Relax and Tan is open on Sundays for saunas for sportsmen. Relax and Tan, open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Relax and Tan, the salon you can't miss.
Special MOT offer from Mumford's. All MOT failures have the test fee deducted from the cost of Mumford's putting the car right. Phone Mumford's of Marsh Barton on Exeter 37152. That's 37152 for your MOT appointment.
From 9 till 1 every weekday morning on Devonair, it's The Paul Owen Show, with a mixture of music, guests and information, including Yesterday Once More, The Under 3 Foot Height and The Midday Market. That's The Paul Owen Show, every weekday morning on Devonair Radio. Every day at this time, we'll be pausing for just a minute, our special religious thought for the day. And today, our first day of broadcasting, we have an extra special message from a man I'm sure many of you will know.
I am Bishop Wilfred Westall, and it is my great joy to wish this station every blessing and success. It's concerned with the community, as God is concerned with the community. And therefore I hope that all who listen will benefit from this intercommunication, which is so important today. Some of you may be lonely, some of you are very busy and have people all around you, but the station exists to spread good news, and if it's bad news at times, well, to show you that good comes out of evil. So may I, all unworthy, wish the station every blessing, success and happiness.
Thank you. That was Bishop Wilfred Westall, the Bishop of Crediton, with a special opening day message for Devonair Radio.
Reach out and touch.